Damon Witten joining us now post-game. That's a tough loss right there. A few turnovers here and there. Michigan cashes in on most of its chances in the game. Lakers can't buy one other than C.J. Hayes in the first period. I didn't think that was that bad a game. I certainly don't think it was a 4-1 game, but that's the final score.
Well, not too netter in there where we're trying to push, obviously, at the end. But, yeah, you know what? Good hockey game. Again, I think we're a little too loose in a game like that. I do like that we can skate with that team, and our pace has improved enough to be able to do that. But, again, we talked pregame, Bill, about us managing pucks and making them play 200 feet. I didn't think we did that enough tonight. We gave them some short ice and, forced us to chase a little bit too much and defend a little bit too much. So, that was tough. I didn't like our start. Thought we weren't ready. Part of that's credit to them. I knew they'd come out hungry. We all knew that. But, we've got to be do a better job being prepared to start hockey games and, just weren't tonight. And that's frustrating and disappointing. We continue to battle that a little bit as much as we talk about it and try to address it. And, again, we knew they'd have a push, but I didn't think we responded well through that first 10 minutes. Second period, I thought we had a really good push and had a strong period and kind of got us back into there. And, it's a one-goal hockey game going into the third period, and then you feel pretty good about where you're at.
Yeah, it was a funny game in a way because there were a lot of times tonight when you had very little difficulty getting the puck out of your own zone. You go from the corner out to the middle or up the wall. It seemed like we made the right play an awful lot, and we broke out with authority. But then when we did make a mistake, like Diego on that one play out of the corner, went to the middle with it, thought there was a man there. The only man there was Sanchez, and that winds up in the back of our net. So that's tough, but that's what you're talking about. That's puck management.
Yeah, no question. It's really been the last 3 to 4 weeks. There's been just that singular breakdown for where one individual's, making a poor decision or, not taking a look at where he needs to go, or maybe it's a lack of communication on the ice. And we have one guy, turning pucks over, and it's ending up in the back of our net. I mean, we've got to clean that up quickly. It's cost us 2 or 3 games now, and, we'll teach from it. We'll learn from it, but we have to be better there. And, it's just a play. We're in that situation. You got the breakout pass. You just go north with it. You take ice, and instead we threw it away blind, and the other ones have been, more some fumble pucks. But, it kills you. You turn pucks over, leads right to goals. It's really a huge momentum shift and a real sag and lull on the bench for a couple minutes as you try to recover.
Well, power play goes 0-for-8 on the weekend. Last weekend on Saturday night, we had 3 power play goals and 6 chances at Ferris State. Looked like we're going to break out of that, but tonight we struggled again. Seemed to have trouble at the top. Give Michigan credit, though. They're pretty quick. They've got some good young guys who block a lot of shots. Indecision sometimes at the top for us as to whether we should pass it over to the wing or try to shoot it through the traffic. And, you go 0-for-3 here tonight, and that cost us 2 because a power play goal, we had a couple chances we could have tied the game there in the second period.
Yeah, no question. I thought we generated a couple good shots, but they did a good job in shot lanes as we knew they would do from the pre-scout. But that's a big impact. We talk every weekend about winning the special teams battle. We come out on the wrong end of it tonight, I believe, on their empty netter goal, if I'm not mistaken. So really, it's almost tied up, matched up there. But those are big points in the game where you can grow a lead or tie it up, and we didn't take advantage, and we've got to continue to improve and, look at, again, shaking things up a little bit because it's too important to not have that clicking.
Yeah, I thought, it's tough, though. You used the 7D again tonight. I thought that worked pretty well. Defensively, we were pretty sound in the game. I thought Renz played real well again for Lake Superior State. I thought Chatham was outstanding tonight. Colin Sackerman must have ate about 4 shots in that third period alone. He blocked them. He was down and hurt a couple different times, but I thought we did a pretty good job there. I don't have really any problem with anything we're doing. It's just we seem to have one big glaring mistake now and then that costs us a goal.
Yeah, well, whether it's youth or lack of communication, whatever it is, it really is hurting our team the last few weeks and then leading to some of those losses. So, we've addressed it a couple times. We'll continue to hit on it and find some ways to clean that up. I did think the D-Cor played pretty well, as you said. I thought we limited him. You're looking at, Will Lockwood's stat line tonight, didn't get a shot on goal. That's good. Those guys are our defensemen who we tried to match up, did a really good job shutting down a very good hockey player. And, No issues back there. We got a little bit of a short bench. It was a good thing we had 7D dress. We lost Chris early in the first period, so we were down to our 6D, and it was good that way. You know, I thought a little fatigue up front as this weekend moved along, and we got to do a little bit better job managing some minutes up there because of the role some guys play. So, it's a good weekend to come down here. That's a good hockey team and a good environment. You know, we're a better hockey team once again for coming in and playing a team like this. You know, I think from a staff perspective, anybody, listening, hard to say, but those of you who might have watched, you see the progress in this team. Last year or two, we probably couldn't come down here and get up and down the ice with them. Now we can get up and down the ice with them, and, you know, a big win Friday night and a tough one here tonight, but we'll be okay. We're still trending in the right direction, and we like this team, and it'll be really nice to get back home, back into WCHA play. I think our guys are really excited to get back to our fans and everybody back home in Sault Ste. Marie and finally have a home game for the first time in a while.
Yeah, it'll be big next weekend, Friday night and Saturday against Bowling Green. BG beat Anchorage tonight 3-0, outshot them 34-11 at Bowling Green, so they'll be flying high when they come in. They moved up into sole possession of third place in the standings with 20 points now, and moved about 3 points ahead of idle Minnesota State this weekend. So that'll be a tough assignment, but it'll be a great weekend because I think our guys are really excited to go home. They've been on the road a long time here. They want to give those Blues a little bit of a rest and put the Whites on.
Yeah, no question. I think there's certainly some excitement, a little bit road weary here tonight with 3 in the row. It'll be nice, too, that our practice week is not disrupted with some of the travel and, you know, the Thursday nights you get on the road and you're limited to 50 minutes. So, we'll have a little bit more time to do some teaching and tinker with a couple things and, try to be prepared for a Bowling Green team that was picked to win the WCHA preseason. So it's a tall test, and, we've had a pretty good success against them the first few years, and we're looking forward to that matchup, but mostly just being back home. It's going to be really nice to be in front of our fans again.
Yeah, it'll be great. We'll have a good crowd out there, I'm sure, next weekend. It will be Teddy Bear Toss Night. We've reminded folks of that throughout this weekend. Next Saturday night, when the Lakers score their first goal against BG, those Teddy Bears and Sox will hit the ice at the Norris Center at Able Arena. And Damon, thanks for doing this. I know it's tough when you get beat to come up and talk to the public, but you do a good job with that each week, and we'll talk again on Tuesday night at the Laker Hockey Show.
Yep, thanks. Looking forward to Tuesday, but more so Friday being back home. Thanks, Bill.